It's known as being in your zone, or simply in a state of flow. It's a frame of mind where a person feels energized, undistracted, deeply immersed in the present activity. It can be relaxing. And according to psychologist George Mumford in Boston, author of The Mindful Athlete, being in your zone can promote a high level of performance.
The best way to describe it is that you seem to be allowing things to happen, and in the process of things happening as they are, there's a way of being in the stream or being in the flow of what's happening and being able to make decisions and to be fully present. And one of the things that's very apparent is there's no self-consciousness. It's as if you disappear as an individual and time gets altered and things seem effortless.
Researchers first began paying attention to flow in the 1970s when they interviewed artists who described the experience of becoming hyper-focused on their work. They get so absorbed in painting, for example, as to forget to eat. But we've all had moments of getting lost in a beautiful scene of nature or perhaps an especially enjoyable conversation.
Actually, my first zone experience was when I was very young playing electric football. They had these little games that you line up the players and you plug it in and the vibrations make the players move.
Little board.
And I remember it was magical. It's like I was totally into it, and time, all of a sudden, I had to go home. It's like, where'd the time go? Time flies when you're having fun, but it was just total engagement and the activity of the moment, moment to moment. But instead of it being these integrated moments, it's like a flow of moments of being fully present, fully engaged in a way where self-consciousness is not there.
George Mumford was raised in Boston's inner city. He couldn't always count on food being in the home. There was violence on the streets and alcoholism in his family, and for a time he battled addiction himself. At college, George happened to room with Julius Erving, who became the basketball star known as Dr. J, which only deepened his fascination with sports. But George was also intensely interested in spirituality, including Buddhist meditation and mindfulness. He went on to earn a master's degree in counseling psychology and to study how personal focus promotes high performance, which he now teaches.
Some of the teachers I've worked with, some of the meditation masters I've seen are...